Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 55 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 55 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 55 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 55 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement.
This is KC8YZF. Skywarn spotter, stand by for a special weather state front statement from the National Weather Service. Special weather statement issued by the National Weather Service at 2:13. Doppler radar was tracking a strong thunderstorm near Barrow, 11 miles northeast of Ithaca, moving east at 50 miles an hour. Winds in excess of 40 miles an hour and half-inch hail are expected from this storm, with the information was radar indicated. Impact gusty winds can knock down tree limbs and blow around unsecured objects. Minor damage to outdoor objects is possible. Locations impacted include Saginaw, Midland, Bay City, Frankenmuth, Auburn, St. Charles, Freeland, Essexville, Milwaukee, Merrill, Bridgeport, Carlton, Nelson, Swan Creek, Garfield, Buena Vista Township, Indian Town, Hemlock, Porter Township, and Shields. If outdoors, consider seeking shelter inside a building. The target area is Midland, Bay, and Saginaw counties. Repeating a special weather statement from the National Weather Service. Tracking a strong thunderstorm moving east at 40 miles an hour. Half-inch hail radar indicated with this storm. This is KC8YVF, Saginaw County Skywarn.
Special weather statement. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees.
KC8YVF Mobile.
Good evening. Do you have your pontoons or propeller on? KC8VOA.
I think I'm going to need a boat out here. Luckily, I got out of work just as it started to downpour, and I decided to take the expressway. The last few days, the train's been sitting across State or Davenport and Genesee there as I come off the back way, so I've been taking the expressway to miss the train. But wow, this is a whole bunch. I don't know how much rain we got today, but we've got a bit.
Well, the first rainfall, we had 4,200 in 15 minutes. And I'm not sure how much has come down now.
Yeah, I'm only doing about 50 miles an hour on the expressway here because the expressway's starting to pond. I'm getting, even on flat surface, it hit some puddles that slosh under the wheel wells or push me one way or the other. My wife came home from my daughter's house and said, yeah, down Brockway on each side, there was, water was up over the curb.
Like I said, we had 42 hundredths of an inch in 15 minutes, so that's quite a bit of water.
Yeah, that's a bit. That's a bit for sure.
And I can see my driveway, how far up my driveway the water went here. So the water had gone up the driveway probably about 3-4 feet.
That was a big crash of lightning right outside my window to the southwest of me. So that one rattled the car where I'm at. I'm just coming up on 5th, 6th Street on 675 here. We're down to 45 now.
Yeah, I seen it. It was off to the south of us. Slow down. Drive the speed you need to drive so you drive safe.
Well, the other fiber company was out in front of my house today, or down the side lot. I see they dug up my side lot in two places, it looks like. My side camera caught them digging, looks like, two holes, one back by the telephone pole that's between my house and the house behind, and one about right in the middle of my lot on the side. So we'll see what kind of a mess they make out of things.
Well, I didn't catch them. They put a box in my yard for the neighbor, and that upset me a little bit. They need to put that on the other side. They didn't want to have to hand dig across the electric, but it wouldn't have mattered. They bored across the road. They were crossing it anyway. So, but they need to put that on the other side of the lot line, not on my side, on the other side. That's not to serve me.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm going to end up, the way it's looking right now. Hopefully they don't put a box. Like I said, I've already got one box on one side of my driveway that's stuck up there. I'm going to hit it with the lawnmower unless they come back and put it down. If not, I'm going to be digging it out of the ground and putting it down. Something, because I will hit it with the hand mower or the other mower, the way it's stuck up. And then we'll see what else. Yeah, they're putting in big boxes. One I got in my yard right now is probably maybe a foot by, a foot and a half, or 18 by 12 inches or so, and now the other ones are look like they're much bigger than that, so we'll see what happens. Yeah, I got to run out that my wife wants to make fajitas tonight and found out, oh, I thought I had some peppers in the refrigerator. I don't. Can you stop at the store? Yeah, I'm going to get wet.
Never fails, does it? Well, this rain has already let up significantly here, so you might be in good shape.
All right, State Street's flooded here. I just got on, or it's Davenport, I should say. Just got on the Davenport. There's a car broke down in the right lane, and the right lane is totally flooded out here. It's cross into the center, water sitting in over to the center lane of Davenport.
Yep. So they only want reports that there's 6 inches or more of water or there's traffic brought to a halt.
Not to that point. Now, further down here, we're better than drains are handling the water a little better. But when I got my first experience with some Sunlu Pet, or PLA Plus 2.0, I've been printing some drawers to put in the shop, some plastic drawers. And that prints out quite well, no problem at all. Actually quite nice.
AC5S, AC-BLA. Yes, I like the way it did print. It printed out very nice for PLA. And no complaints here.
Yeah, and Bamboo Studio had a profile for it too, so that was nice. I didn't have to do anything. I just used their preset profile for it, and it printed out fine. Although it left what looked like cobwebs. Little fine things here and there in the drawer, left with like, almost like wispy cobwebs of a spider or something. it's not the stringy type of stuff, it was just really, really fine, so that was kind of different. I haven't had that before.
I had some of that too as well, some of the prints I did. But for the most part, it turned out very easy, and that cleaned up just by wiping it off real quick. No big problem.
Yeah, same here. It just basically, like I said, it's like a cobweb. I just brushed it away, and that's all there was. A lot of times with the other stuff, the stringing, I just take the heat gun and run it by it, and it just disappears, so I get rid of all of that, some of that stuff. But I've got one more drawer to print I got started one. I got the frame done. I got to print the drawer itself, but I'm almost out of. I didn't use up quite all of the other filament that I had. Gotta get him back the name of it. And then I started the other, so I'm gonna put one roll on, let it run out, and then switch over to the other roll that's got a little left on it, and see if I can get that done. Problem is, it's about a 6.5 hour print, so I gotta do it on a day when I'm there to switch it. So we'll wait and see. I might start on it tonight, see how far it goes.
Yeah, I'd wait until after the storms are done. You'll
Yeah, I will do that. And I don't know, the way it's looking, we're not going to have our Skywarn training on Thursday. They've got severe weather predicted again, and they state right on the page, if there's severe weather predicted, the classes will be canceled. So we may lose out 2 years in a row here.
Well, I completed mine today.
Did you do a virtual, or did you do an online?
A virtual. I did not find an online one to do. I did it virtual.
Okay. I know there are several of them. And John emailed me about Thursday that he had church obligations, so wanted to know if there was another way. I said, yeah, there's several virtual, so I would like to do an in-person. The next in-person is next Wednesday out in Tuscola, out in Carroll, so I may end up out there. If not, I'll have to get a virtual one, because I'm due, too.
KCI. KCI, KCABOA, KCYVF. Go ahead, Jeff. KCABOA.
Just dined in there, and it's been looking normal over here in the big icy town, but not the rain and water, sounds like the same over there.
All right, Jeff, yeah. Hey, guys, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm just about at Jack's. I'll be back out in just a few minutes if you guys are still on. But I'm going to pull into the parking lot here and run in before I get too wet. And we'll turn it back over to you, Rick, KC8YVF.
I imagine, Jeff, you might have got a couple of delusions like we did. We got a couple of good downpours today. The first one was 42 hundredths of an inch in about 15 minutes. And then it cleared off and kind of dried up even and so forth. And then this one came in this afternoon just about quitting time there. And a lot of people got wet going to and from vehicles. I don't know how much that one is. I haven't looked at the gauge yet for that. So, but the first one I actually walked out and looked at the drain gauge, did actual visual on it, and it was 4,200. So all I do right now is still coming down here. I'll just look at the dumpers, see what we got. But we got a fair amount of rain.
Yeah, we missed the first couple. Going north and mixed up, right on the head there. And Ron threw out that first alert. I could see it going north. So, yeah, we kind of missed that. We didn't get much this morning out of anything. And then we finally got some here, but it looks like maybe 3/10 is all we're hitting. But we had some nice reddish purplish on the radar come right over top of us, and it was almost wanting to throw some sleet out with it, but we got a little bit of rain sitting around.
Yeah, the only problem with putting the seed out is when it comes down that hard, it kind of washes it away. So, yeah, it's been nice to cover some of the bare grass areas and got that going, but it would have washed it away. We had enough there. I walked through the side yard to go to the backyard there, and it was gush, gush, gush. So the ground is getting saturated here. KC, the OA.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. enough that once in a while we can do the air dishes. That's one thing we can have to do, and we're fertilizing the field either. So, all good at the moment, but I don't know if we're supposed to do more out there. It was a couple of interesting times last night, but it just wasn't, we didn't really get much rain last night at all, if we got any, so. But, no, we're just coming home, and we'll be pulling in the driveway ourselves. But looking like it's clear out here in the old Brady Township. So this KTI, and we'll be clear with you, and you be safe out there.
So very good there, Jeff. Yeah, overnight we ended up with about 12 hundredths here, 12 hundredths of an inch. So not a significant amount at all. You have a wonderful evening, and hopefully the storms don't bother you too much. KCI, KCAPOA. Catch you later, 73. KC8YVF Mobile.
Good evening, 1800 hours, rain, 47 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 48 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 48 degrees.
November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo.
Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 41 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy. 41. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees.